Hey, kids.
You're listening to the internet's wettest podcast about video games, consoles,
and pancakes.
The SML Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is the SML Podcast. I am your host, Joe. Jacob's not here yet, but Aki is. Aki, how are you doing?
Is it okay for me to talk now?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, I'm good.
How's it going? How was your week?
Pretty good so far, actually, surprisingly. I've had a fairly good week. I've mostly been playing video games and more video games and more video games. I've finally 100%ed the entirety of the Master Chief Collection.
Holy shit. Like achievements and everything?
Yeah. Yep. All 700 achievements for that entire fucking game. Done.
Are you serious?
Yep. Go check.
Holy shit.
It's one of the last games I've played, actually. I think it's like the third or fourth to last game that I've played. I finally 100%ed the entire thing.
That is ridiculous. I'm pulling up your game of cards. See full profile. Gaming. Where God, is it? 700 with 7,000 out of 7,000. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's called a compulsion. No one be like me. Don't do that. Don't waste your life playing that fucking game like that. It's hard. It's stupid hard. Don't do it.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Carnage says that deserves a fucking yeah, right, Pernell?
Fucking yeah!
That's right, Pernell. Fucking yeah!
Yeah.
So you're at 98% on Zombie Army 4. What's holding up the 100 on that?
It has three more achievements for it, and I don't know what they're to, because literally there's nothing for it to go to right now. There's three more achievements for it that came out of nowhere. I've messaged Rebellion, and they haven't said anything about it, but it appears like there's going to be another fucking DLC pack.
Well, that's not shocking.
Yeah, I was really hoping it'd be fucking over with by now. But it looks like
there they are. Complete Ragnarok Part 1, Part 2.
Part 2, and then there's going to be another Horde map.
12 waves and escape the Horde map, Death.
Yeah, and none of those three Death have Collector. Yeah, none of those have anything attached to them yet, so I literally cannot do anything with them, because it doesn't exist.
Huh.
So that's fucking irritating as shit.
What about Far Cry? I saw you were close on that one, too.
I still have two more in the Jacob DLC, and that's simply because I haven't gone back to it. I've been working on trying to get through the HD collection of Metal Gear Solid. I finally decided, because Metal Gear Solid 2, I had a lot of trouble with back on the 360 when I first got it, because it takes a long time to fucking aim anything in there, and I decided to play the plant first, because I didn't really understand what I was looking at, and the very first boss is a fat fuck clown on rocket skates, and it's very hard to knock him down and then shoot him in the head, because the rest of his body is fucking armored. And I was like, I was trying to do it non-lethally, because I heard if you did it non-lethally, you could get the infinite ammo bandana or something, which is bullshit. absolute bullshit. Don't bother with that. And eventually, after playing it for, 10, 20 hours, just trying to beat this one boss, I said, fuck it, I hate this game. And I never went back to it. Because I cannot, when you knock him down, then you have to turn around and aim and move around on the screen. You have to face him, then click a button to go into first person mode, then aim your, then click something to bring out your gun, and then aim and fire at his head. And I can't do it fast enough. Even now, I don't think I'll be able to do it fast enough.
Jeez.
But I finally decided to go back to it, because I was like, fuck it, I'll at least try it. And I've beaten the first of the two missions on there, which is the one where you play a Snake. The tanker mission, I've beaten it on every difficulty now, and I've collected 100% of the dog tags on it, which serves no purpose. You have to collect a certain amount of them on each one to unlock all the items, and once you unlock all the items in both the sections, it gives you an achievement for obtaining all the dog tags, even though you don't have to. So I decided I was going to get them all anyways because I like to 100% things. So I finally yeah. Well, achievements I 100% not because I like to, but because I have it a compulsion. I have to do it. It's not fun. If it weren't for that, I wouldn't have bothered 100%ing Halo, the MCC, because the last ones I had to do were all related to Halo Reach. My favorite fucking campaign. I hate Halo Reach now. Outright. I don't like it anymore. Because I've spent like a year working on the achievements for that. I don't want anything to do with Reach ever again. And that was my favorite one, because I don't like the Chief. I don't like John. He's bland as shit. I've never liked him.
Have you done Infinite yet?
No, I've started Infinite, which means I'm going to finish it, but I haven't played the campaign yet.
You didn't finish the fight yet?
No, I did all the training stuff that looked like it was going to be hard, like getting, you know, 3 stars on this difficulty stuff, all that crap I've done, because I was like, I can do that real quick, and that's all I've done. I haven't even touched the campaign or the multiplayer. I hate multiplayer.
Why do you hate multiplayer so much? I thought you liked doing shit like that.
Oh, no, I hate multiplayer. I like co-op.
All right.
I don't like fighting other people because I'm not good at it. If I was better at it, yeah, I can't see well enough to fight other players. If I was good at it, I would probably like it. But I might get 1 kill every few games and like 15, 20 deaths every game. That kind of kills the fun for me when you do that fucking bad.
Well, Carnage and Thimber are talking about Crossfire X. Have you played that one yet?
No, I have not. All I've heard is bad about that, which made me sad because I was really interested in it. But I'm actually going to log in to check because I'm not actually in it because I'm still in another chat from another place. Sorry. They're still talking. They're usually done talking about it. God damn it, ads. Fuck you, ads.
I wish I could get rid of them.
I wish I could, too. I have 2 different fucking ad blocks on, and both of them say they block this shit. Neither of them block any of it.
I know. I fucking hate it. I hate the people who actually schedule ads to play during the stream. Like, every half hour, you get 90 seconds of ads. Yeah. No, I will unfollow the fuck out of you if you do that.
Yeah.
That is repulsive. Every 30 minutes, doesn't matter what you're doing, because the one Rock Band streamer I followed had them on. And I was like, if you don't turn them the fuck off, I am leaving your stream and not coming back.
Yeah.
I fucking hate ads on Twitch. If I could get rid of all of them on my stream, I would. Ugh.
Damn, Carnage. Good job. I assume you're talking about Halo Infinite with that 100 in the battle pass?
No, Crossfire he's talking about.
Oh, and Crossfire.
I'm pretty sure.
You get caught up in the Crossfire.
Jacob's here.
Yo.
How you feeling, Jacob?
I just feel like absolute shit. Why? Like,
I don't know what it is. Halo 100 Battle Pass. All right.
Yeah, that I'm not looking forward to that. That looks like that's going to be really hard to do.
How you feeling, Jacob? We'll go back to you.
I don't know. I just feel like absolute shit. Like, I laid down after putting the kids to bed, and then like set my alarm like 10 minutes before the show, and it's just like I woke up and I'm like freezing and I just feel like crap. So that here sucks. I am bundled up. Woo.
Yeah, it's been a fun week for everyone.
And honestly, like, I came in and like first thing I hear is, yeah, I've been trying to get rid of them. And I'm like, damn, you guys have been talking about trying to get rid of me like this whole entire time that like I was okay.
Yes actually.
I've spent a very long time trying to get rid of you. I was trying to get rid of you back before Cole was.
That is fair. And yet you both have failed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like a fucking persist. Fuck, bro.
It'll happen eventually. Everyone leaves me eventually. Don't worry.
Eventually I'll have a heart attack or I'll stop being able to afford new systems. One or the other.
Well, now that Jacob's here, should we get into news?
We were having such a good conversation, though.
Where are we?
I can leave and go back to bed. Die. You know, that's
not. Let's give him more rest.
We'll soldier through this. We got to get shit done. Game Pass. Not a lot of additions. Oh. It's a kind of a weak second half of the month. Let's see. Available now through the PC, you get Battlefield Bad Company 2 and Peggle Knights.
Not so nice.
Only on PC. Peggle Knights? Yes.
Was that ever released on console?
That, no. That's why I said it's on PC.
Well, no. I mean, like, I know, but like.
He means, was it ever released on console?
Thank you, Aki.
I don't know.
Translating what I
think it's DLC for the first game.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, Carnage saying it was DLC on the first Peggle, wasn't it? There you go. And then Cloud Play gets Mass Effect Legendary Edition. So if you want to play that via the cloud and you don't want to waste a bunch of hard drive space, there you go.
You know, I have something to say. That cloud stuff is really good.
Yeah, it is.
I actually played the Medium on my Xbox One via the cloud gaming, and it was amazing. The only thing I don't like about it is if you quit playing for a while, it disconnects you. Well, so I have a tendency to walk off and do other things, and it just won't stay on the pause menu or anything.
Distracty-acky.
Yeah, a little bit.
Let's see, what other Game Pass stuff? February 17th, today, we got Lawn Mowing Simulator on all platforms except Xbox One due to some technical issue. So Series X and S, PC, and Cloud all get Lawn Mowing Simulator, but if you're on Xbox One, you're going to have to wait. Or play it via the cloud.
Whoopee, I actually own that one.
Is it available to play normally on Xbox One?
Yeah, it's just Game Pass.
That's weird.
Game Pass is, there's something.
Well, I didn't know if it was like a Series Sam 4 where it's like, you know, it's even if you have an Xbox One, or I mean, because the game is for Series X and S, but if you have an Xbox One, you can play it via cloud gaming. So I didn't know if it was like that.
Let's see, what else came? Madden NFL 22 hit EA Play. So, yep, bam. Yay. And
I
then,
just bought it.
And then on PC, Total War Warhammer 3.
That's good for people who are into that.
Yeah, so PC, again, PC's getting a lot of stuff, because on the 22nd, PC is also getting RoboQuest, which is day one game preview. And then on the 24th, PC is getting Galactic Civilizations 3.
Good on all the people.
Title.
Well, I know one of those at least is an RTS.
Are you eating something?
No comment.
What are you eating? Inquiring minds want to know.
Tomato basil penne.
Did you bring enough for the whole class?
I did. Had I not eaten all of it.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
There's enough for three bowls, so I ate it all.
Also hitting Game Pass on the 24th.
You'd expect from Joe and I.
I'm trying to give news here, you ass. February 24th, Super Mega Baseball 3 is hitting EA Play.
Woo! Yippee, I guess.
Yeah. No, that's a good game. Good series.
It is. Yeah, it is. But
not as good as 2. I like 2 more than 3, but
2 was
how
better.
How old is 3?
Like a year or something?
Oh, no, it's been longer than that.
Year two? 2 years?
Because I was still living in the previous house, so that's got to be like,
I have no concept of time, so.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a while.
Like, I wonder if it still has servers up then.
Oh, yeah. Super Mega Baseball 3? Yeah, it's the newest of them, and I'm pretty sure the original still has servers up.
Oh, wow, then good for them.
I don't know about the original, but no? I know 2 still does.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, then.
Because I still play 2 on a regular basis. 3, I honestly, I reviewed it and then never picked it up again.
Oh, burn.
No, I mean, it's not bad. It's just, it's more, like, it gets more into simulation than the arcade, and I didn't like how, like, in my opinion, I feel like the series is kind of like, I don't want to say it's losing its way, but it's losing its way. Like, and I'm hoping that with the purchase of Metalhead from EA, is that they'll make them do, like, an MLB game that's simulation, and then Super Mega Baseball will just go back to being like an arcadey kind of game. That's what I'm hoping.
They did step more into the sim realm with 3 than than with
Jay. Yeah, it's way more. I didn't.
Although for my notes, good. I wrote down Jacob talks shit about Metalhead. So yeah. Now when you do the notes for the show on Twitter, you can tag Metalhead.
I'm not going to say that I talk shit about them. I like them. They're nice folks.
You could tag Metalhead and they could listen to this and be like, oh, he never played 3 after review. What a bitch.
So they'll finally know what I call him.
Okay, cool. Sorry, Metalhead. I love you.
One more game joining Game Pass in February, and on the 28th. Oh, no. On the 28th, EA Play on PC, one more PC game is getting Alice Madness Returns.
That was a good game.
So, yeah, PC heavy.
Just a little bit.
Just a little. Hopefully March is better, but on the further downside, there are some games leaving Game Pass at the end of the month. On the 28th, we are losing Hypnospace Outlaw, Killer Queen Black, Stealth Inc. 2, and Tohu Luna Knights.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Killer Queen Black. It's a bummer to see that one go. I'm sad it never really got as big an audience as it could have gotten on Xbox.
What even is it?
It's like a 4v4 2D MOBA kind of game where you can win either by killing the opponent queen 3 times, collecting a number of berries to fill up your grid, or by winning a snail race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's weird.
It's fun. Good shit. Titanfall is also leaving, but that is through EA Play, and that is on March 1st. It is also being delisted.
It already was delisted.
Yeah. So, there you go. It's leaving EA Play. Because it's old?
Yeah, servers are remaining up, but everyone plays Apex Legends and sometimes Titanfall too.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as I know, the servers will remain on for the time being, but we had talked about that, like, gosh, it's been a couple of months, but
yeah, time has no meaning.
If you really care that badly about it, there's still, like, you could still get codes for it. Like, they're not hard to come by, and also you could still definitely buy it on disc.
No, yeah. Oh, I don't much care about it. I've just always heard really positive things about Titanfall, so I'm shocked that it's going away.
Now, that's what happens when a game is old in this digital age. Speaking of games going away in this digital age, Microsoft is shutting down all of the Xbox Live services for Windows Phone on May 16th. So saving, achievements, everything is gone.
I didn't even know that thing still existed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was reading up on that. Apparently, the service has been real spotty for the last couple of years anyway, so yeah. It's like, it was no surprise to anyone. But of course, the fine folks over at True Achievements are scrambling on it.
Yeah, dozens of people are affected by this news.
I like that comment.
Yeah, I still have a Windows phone, so I could fire it up and like play Final Fantasy 3.
Woo.
Yeah.
Do it.
Like the 3D remake of 3, of the actual 3, not 6, but 3. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, okay, go play it. It's a Final Fantasy game. People like them. I have no idea any of the rest of that. That was all. The rest of that was just fucking gibberish.
Okay, then. More things are shutting down. Nintendo is going to be shutting down the ability to make purchases from the Wii U and 3DS eShops in March of 2023. VideoGameChronicle.com has a great rundown saying that up to 1,000 games may be lost forever when the shops close down. Between digital-only games, virtual console games, there are so many titles that will be gone for good.
Hopefully someone is like you and has obsessively bought everything.
And then donates that to some. No doubt it. But Kotaku had an interesting write-up on it, because they monitor like Japanese message boards about it, and pretty much everyone's just like, holy shit, like, we can't trust Nintendo anymore, and you know, this is eventually going to happen to the Switch too as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes, so. It happens to every old system. I don't know why they're shocked.
Yeah, it happened to the original Xbox. All the Xbox, yeah, fucking happening to Windows phones too. Everything going away.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever been anything where it's gotten old and they haven't stopped selling shit for it. That's how life works.
I know. I'm kind of bummed that I don't have a Wii U anymore because I sold mine and I didn't think that like Nintendo would just completely shut everything down. I don't think I care enough to actually get a Wii U back and re-download all my shit, but it is a bummer that they're doing this.
Wait, you won't even be able to re-download stuff that you've paid for?
I don't know.
I thought that they said that you would. Anything that you've purchased, you'd be able to re-download for the time being.
Maybe for the time being, but like, look at people who play Rock Band on the original Wii. All of the songs that they would have bought are gone.
Oh, see, I don't like stuff like that. That's not cool.
Yeah.
If you've paid for something that's digital, you should be able to download that something until you die. And hopefully a little longer.
Yeah, you would hope so, but it doesn't always happen.
That sucks balls.
Yeah. Nacon has acquired Daedalic Entertainment for 53 million euro.
I don't know how well that's going to do for Daedalic, but...
I mean, I know you're a Daedalic
fan. Richer. What are your thoughts?
I looked at Natcon's website and I didn't see anything that led me to believe they know how to run a dev studio very well. They publish some games, but that's very different from controlling a dev and being like, this is what we want you to do. So I'm kind of a little worried.
Weren't they fighting with Frogwares?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they still are, probably.
I think that's still going. I'm pretty sure that's still going, actually. so I don't trust the company just in general, and I don't know how they're going to manage a developer as something they own. So I'm a little worried on that front as well. So I am not very hopeful. I feel bad for everyone working at Daedalic. Honestly, I feel really bad for them all because. New overlords and not particularly good ones. No, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. I don't trust it.
We'll see what happens, and hopefully it doesn't affect that Lord of the Rings Gollum game that much.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Well,
oh,
that's published through Nacon, so, I mean, they just put the ring on it, basically. The new gen patch for Cyberpunk released this week, and it seems people are actually starting to enjoy this game now.
Yeah, from what I've seen screenshots of it, and it actually seems to be a lived-in fucking world, which is kind of impressive, considering that, you know, you might get like 10 NPCs or something in the game on the Xbox One, and they might pop in when they're like 6 feet away from you and pop back in again. Coming from a different angle. So actually, like, I saw someone who showed the inside of a bar in their game, and someone else showed theirs, and like there was like two people in the bar and one person's, and the entire place was packed in the next gen one. I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. That's useful. So hopefully you'll see more people and you get to run into people and get called on the cops that still just appear behind you shooting at you out of nowhere. They really need to fix that. There's so much about that game that still to this day needs to be fixed. Like, AI pathing is shit. The way people react in like gun battles on the street is terrible. Cops just appearing out of nowhere when they were even supposed to be able to chase you in their own vehicles, and that doesn't exist, and they just appear out of nowhere. They'll appear right behind you when you're up on top of a building that you're not supposed to even be able to get to. They'll just appear behind you.
You want to know what else is right behind you?
Dildos.
Jackbox Party Pack 9. It got announced. Isn't that shocking?
I didn't even know there was a 7 or 8.
Yeah, every year we get a new Jackbox. It's like a yearly franchise now. I'm waiting for them to just release a launcher that incorporates all the games into it.
Well, then it'd be the same game a number of times, wouldn't it? Aren't all the Jackbox games pretty much the same? They have the same modes and shit in them?
No, they all have different games. There's 5 different games in every Jackbox. Some of them are like derivatives or sequels to games that they've done before, but there's always something different in every, like, they don't reuse any games in the party packs.
Okay, see, I always thought they were like the same, like five or six games between them. Okay, that's kind of cool.
They put a lot of unique stuff in their games. It's good shit. Last bit of news I have is that the Halo television series was already renewed for season two on Paramount Plus, despite not showing up yet.
Well, it comes out next month.
Yeah, but it's not out yet, and it already got picked up for season two. That's got to be a good sign.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah, their investors.
I don't like how they made Cortana, but
their investors' day was quite the boon.
I'm with everyone who didn't like how Cortana looked. She looks creepy to me. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know. The trailer I saw looked amazing, so I'm all for it.
That's so the news I have, Jacob. I know you've been waiting for days for this moment.
I have, and it's Sonic amazing. News. You know why?
Sonic.
Oh, of course, Aki. Just for you. And I let all of our listeners on Facebook, you know about it because, you know, you say you don't have a Facebook. So, you know, I already spread the news there and told everyone to keep it quiet from you. So during the Investors Day, Paramount is apparently so pleased with Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Fuck.
And which hasn't even released yet because it comes out on April 8th here in the U.S., they've already greenlit Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
God damn it.
And next
and
listen to me. And there will be a Knuckles show coming to Paramount Plus next year.
Oh, that's going to be trash. I can already tell you that's going to be trash.
It's going to be based on Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
There hasn't been a good Sonic TV show since the fucking 90s. They just need to fucking quit with that.
Have there been another Sonic TV show?
Yes, there has. There's been like another two whole.
No, Sonic Boom was pretty good. That was pretty well received.
Sonic Boom, Sonic Boom.
Oh, God. No, no, no.
I mean, at least it wasn't Sonic Underground, but. Anywho, the only other bit of news that I have is Netflix has announced that they are making a BioShock movie.
I'm kind of iffy on that one because that could come out good. That could come out really, really bad.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about it with Netflix's track record. Like,
honestly, the person I want to see make a movie about BioShock is the guy who made the Alita Battle Angel movie. Whatever the fuck his name was, I forgot.
Robert Rodriguez?
Sure. I'll just agree. I assume that's the right name. You know your movies. I'd be okay with him making that, because he really cared about Alita Battle Angel. He did a lot of research in that shit. I'd be fine with him doing a BioShock. I think he could make a really damn good movie.
Cameron was on board with that, too. So.
Yeah, I want him in it, too, because that... The 3D for the Big Daddies and shit would be fucking amazing.
You would like a Big Daddy, wouldn't you?
she wants gigantic, 3Ds
from a Big Daddy.
Grill. Oh, yeah. Firing from those rivet guns. Yeah. Man, that'd be awesome if they got in that. I still hope they get back together and do another fucking Alita Battle Angel movie, because I want another one so bad. So bad.
Yeah, I don't. They didn't say who is. Yeah, they didn't say who is working on it. The Pirates of the Caribbean director Gore Verbinski was tied to it for years. However, the studios couldn't agree on money, but also he wanted to make it R-rated, which they were like, no.
So. Okay, then it's already going to be bad. If it's not at least R-rated, it ain't going to be good. It ain't going to be good. I can tell you that. Not with how fucking bloody and violent that movie is. Or that game is, no. That movie's going to suck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But anyways, that's all the news I have.
Aki, anything on your end?
No. But I am going to go watch the original Sonic tonight, just to see if it's actually any good.
But the original cartoon? It's not. It's
No, the movie.
The movie's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's better than you'd expect it to be.
So I'm going to give it a try. And if it's bad, I'm going to yell at you, Jacob, just so you know.
If it's bad, I'm just going to keep telling you movie news all the time.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I'm going to yell at you.
And if it's good, he's just going to keep telling you movie news.
I know.
Well, all the time.
I hate everything about him.
I'm just going to get your phone number and just call you up at 2 in the morning. Hey, Aki.
What are you doing?
God, never say it like that again. That's
they announced the catering for Sonic the Hedgehog 3. They're going to serve chili dogs.
God, stop doing the Napoleon Dynamite voice, please. It's creepy.
Eat it, Tina, you fat lard.
I hate that voice.
Gosh.
God, nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills.
See, it's okay when you do it, Joe, because you don't. It doesn't sound the same.
That was him.
You said it earlier, though, didn't you?
I said, gosh.
Yeah, like one lie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay been all when, him.
Yeah, yeah. It was okay when you said it, though. That one line was fine when you said it. It wasn't when he said it, though.
Jacob sounds like he's trying, like the guy on the phone in Scream.
No, the guy in Scream. Hey, Aki,
I got the shading on your upper lip just right.
I hate that.
We're calling from inside the house, Tina.
You sound like the dude who like calls women at like 4 in the morning and just goes. That's what you sound like when you do that. I hate it so much.
Hi.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm pretty sure that was.
I got more Sonic news for you. Oh. Sonic says you shouldn't be picking up the phone at 4 a.m.
God.
Knuckles wants to know what you're wearing.
So I don't have to listen to that.
Gonna give you a nice footlong chili dog.
Oh, God, I can still hear it. No. I hate this.
So music this episode, we're going to play a song from the 1UPS that is very porny. It is fucking awesome. It is. William Reyes does vocals for it, and it is smooth. Huh? It is some.
What are you talking about?
The music we're playing at the end of the show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. 1UPS. They have new music out.
Awesome. More music. That's great. Okay. I wasn't there for the beginning of that. I literally took my headphones off, so.
Oh, God. All right. Should we get to reviews? I know what you did last podcast.
They do not, neither of them sound like that, Scotty. Nothing like it. They sound like creepy dudes who breathe in their fucking phone at 4 o'clock in the morning calling women who live alone to be creeps.
First game to talk about tonight is called Ziggurat 2. I can't do it without laughing.
What are you playing tonight?
Stop that. No, I hate that.
I'm playing Ziggurat 2, developed and published by Milkstone Studios, released February 3rd on PS4 and PS5, 7th on the Switch, 11th on Xbox One and Series X and S for $24.99. Ziggurat is back, and now it's even better. Use powerful weapons and spells to break through hordes of enemies and explore labyrinthine dungeons in this hectic roguelite FPS. While you improve your skills and discover new equipment, will you be up to the task? Jacob, tell us about your time with Ziggurat 2.
So pretty much it is this first person shooter roguelite where it's set in a fantasy land, and they had dumped all these like evil like the Association of Wizards or whatever the heck they want to call themselves. Association of Wizards is also now my new punk band name. But anyway, so they had taken all these like evil monsters from throughout the land, and they just kept dumping them into this building. And then one day, or pretty much, it just becomes full of them. And then the wizards don't know what to do with all their new recruits, and so they just like toss them in the building. And any of the the survivors that live, they're just like, "Oh, congratulations, you're a wizard now. You're a wizard, Harry." That was a terrible Hagrid.
Yeah, it was impression. Pretty awful.
It was, yeah, I know. I didn't even try. So anyway, the building like blows up at some point, and you have to like kill, like, you just have to go in there and just kill everything. And so you get to choose, like, which hero you want to be, and you all you do is just get dropped in there with your little shitty wand. And then you just have to, like, start killing stuff, and you pretty much just have to find the key, which will then unlock the door where the boss is behind, and then you can go off and kill the boss. Now, if you want to, like, just go on and try to kill the boss with your little crappy wand, you could. It's not advisable, but you could. But otherwise, you know, you're learning spells, you're finding weapons, you're upgrading your stuff, you're, like, unlocking perks as you, like, level up. And it's just, you just keep going through it. It is, if you're looking for a story, I just gave it to you. Like, that's all the story that you're going to get. And it's, I don't want to say it's mindless, but pretty much it's just, you just run around and you just shoot things until you're not alive anymore. Then you start up again. The gameplay, like, honestly, for a first-person shooter, like, the controls were fine. It's tight. The perk system is, I don't know, like, it never really felt like it mattered. Like, because the thing is that you'll eventually, like, get so many that, like, even when they have negative things like, oh, well, you only have half-life, but you do double damage, you're eventually going to find something that is just like, you only do half damage, but you have double life. Like, stuff like that. And so a lot of your stuff just starts canceling each other out. And you'll eventually, like, find better weapons. And you just keep going through. And you just keep killing things. The levels feel kind of cut and paste. But honestly, I had plenty of fun with it, even though, like, there isn't really a lot of differentiation between the different types of bad guys. I mean, yeah, I mean, if you like evil vegetables, you know, that's pretty cool.
Hey, nothing's wrong with a gun-toting carrot coming at you.
Or just they just straight up bite you, but yeah. but honestly, like, I thought it was pretty fun for what it was. Like, it's a good first person shooter. You could just pick up and play and then, you know, drop it, pick it up again in a week or so, go back to it.
The good thing is it isn't just the roguelite runs. They do have, like, the daily challenges, and they have the infinite dungeon that you could do, but they actually have, like, a full fleshed out campaign where you go through actual, like, go through two floors, and then it's a victory, and then you can level up your character, and then you can assign different perks with the, what the hell is it that you earn through the, like, renown or whatever it is,
the XP, points, whatever, yeah,
the skill, I mean, points unlock skills, whatever. But I like that it's not just the roguelite anymore. They have an actual campaign and character progression that carries over with some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the nice things. Like, I mean, if you crapped out, then, you know, it didn't necessarily, like, I don't know. I always wanted to come back for more.
Yeah, it wasn't the end of your night when you died, because it's always one more run.
Yeah.
Well, the game's $25. What do you think?
I'd be more okay with it if it was 20. But, you know, 25, I'm not going to bitch too hard. I do recommend picking it up, but as I said, it is pretty light on story, on actual story. So if you were looking for that, you're not going to find it here. But for what it is, I mean, it's a pretty fun game. So I'd recommend checking it out.
Cool. All right. Next up is Unbound Worlds Apart, developed by Alien Pixel Studios and Nephilim Game Studios. Published by Digirati, released February 11th on Xbox One, Series X and S, PS4, and PS5 for $19.99. Unbound Worlds Apart is a challenging, atmospheric, and hand-drawn puzzle platformer set in a universe where all worlds are connected by portals. You control Soli, a gifted young mage who has the power to open portals and control the unique properties of each world, such as inverse gravity, time manipulation, super strength, and more. Jacob, tell us about Unbound Worlds Apart.
Oh my gosh. First off, do not play this game if you're fucked up, because there is jump scares that, like, the trailers don't even, like, give you any kind of hint that that's going to be a thing. And so, like, at one point, this, like, it was really early on, but like this monster just like pops out of like the left side of the screen, like almost grabbing you. And I'm like, oh God. And like nearly pissed myself. And I'm not kidding when I say that either. So anyways, yeah. So you're this little mage who's like running around through the village, and all of a sudden things just go to shit, which I thought was a little, I mean, Joe, did you play this too? Or
I did. And I thought the like things going to shit at the beginning was very sudden abrupt. And unexplained.
Yes. Okay. All right. Good. So I was
like, I blinked and yeah, now the world is
destroyed. Like, fine. And then all of a sudden it's like 5 hours later, like everything's terrible. And it's like, wait, what? Like everything's just seemed fine like a second ago. So the story has some jumpiness to like, not like jumpy isn't scary, but like, it seems, I don't know if like things got cut and they're just like, yeah, whatever. But anyway, so pretty much like the game does not hold your hand either. And you pretty quickly learn how to manipulate the portals between like, you know, the light world and the dark world. And as you go through other so it's essentially like building blocks or like monsters may exist in one world, but not the other. It reminded me a lot of like the old Constantine game from way back in like 2005.
I don't remember that game. That is a deep cut.
It is a deep, I think it was the first time I'd ever had those kind of gameplay mechanics, which is why it just reminded me of them. But there's been a lot of other games since then that have done it hell of a lot better. and this is one of them. But so pretty much it's just like you learn how to manipulate like between worlds. And then like as you progress through the game, you know, you're running into more ferocious monsters, you're learning how to use your different powers and stuff like that. It is a very challenging game. Like I honestly thought from the trailer this is going to be like, oh, it's like a weird like little relaxing game. No, this is not relaxing at all. The world has gone to hell and you need to fix it as soon as damn possible, or at least save your own fucking skin. So the gameplay itself is frantic. I never felt like I had like a real moment of peace. And it's not that that's a bad thing either. I found it to be a very engaging, and I thought the level design was pretty neat and it constantly had me on my toes. I was pleasantly surprised with this game.
Nice. And it is beautiful too.
As much as it made me want to piss my pants at the beginning. So
that's because you're a wiener.
It's true. Like, it's not even like a straight horror game either. It's just, things come out.
It's not even like a kind of horror game. It's just not a horror game, but it has jump scares in it for you.
Whatever. It scared me.
Proud of you. $20. What do you think of it?
Again, cheap ass Jacob is like, I would have knocked $5 off of that, but you know what? Like, it looks beautiful. It plays wonderfully. Like the controls feel right, and it's a very challenging game. So honestly, yeah, for $20, I'm fine with that. I'd recommend it.
Cool. Sounds good.
I hope it does get an audience. I honestly do. It deserves to be discovered by everyone.
Cool. I'll hope so. And fingers crossed that it does well, because it's pretty. They just need to like really, really explain that beginning better.
yeah, they really do.
next game is The Song Out of Space, developed by Pixel Noir Games, published by Rattalaika Games, released February 4th on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, PS4, PS5, and PC for $4.99. In 1962, during the height of the Cold War, 12 astronomers at a deep space observatory were found dead. Because of the proximity of an important military base, two federal agents were sent to investigate any Russian involvement, and what they found was from beyond this world. Jacob, tell us about it.
So, unlike Unbound, this game starts off as like, this game is best played with in a room with the lights off. That's a complete lie. All right. So the game really wants to present itself as some sort of like Lovecraftian horror, like sci-fi horror. And you can play as one of two agents, like this older guy who is like a grizzled Korean War vet, who, you know, he feels like he hasn't done that much with his career, but, you know, everyone in the FBI is just like, oh, you've done great service for your country, and we're sure that you'll help find a connection between this and the Russians. And this young woman who is, like, fresh out of the academy. She's a, like, huge expert on forensics. But, of course, you're dealing with, like, 1960s, 1970s sexism. And so you have to go to this town up in Washington State and investigate the murders. And there's a couple of townspeople that you get to talk to. And each playthrough takes about 30 minutes or so. And when the game starts on, like, I always like the menu screen, because it's like, press any button to doom yourself. But it's like, after multiple playthroughs, like, I mean, yeah, like, there's little things here and there that you could do differently each time. But on, this is a spoiler, but it's not really a spoiler. Every single ending that I've had, it's just like, you know, you do whatever your final action is going to be, and then it just says, but that was a bad idea. And it just, like, for all this buildup, it just ends up coming off, like, as I said, like, it wants to be a Lovecraftian thing, where it's just like, oh, well, you know, it was a bad idea because it's a horror I dare not describe. Like it just, it tries to make it seem like it's going to be something big, but it really just feels like, yeah, we don't know where to take this story, and we don't, like, I don't know. Like, you know, we just want to make it seem, ooh, it was a bad ending anyway. Like,
well, it says there's four endings in the game, so maybe there is a good one somewhere and you missed it because you're bad at games.
I mean, I've found three of them, but I don't, okay. I mean, I'm, whatever.
Back
but
to the grind, slave.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I don't mind going back to try to figure out what the heck the fourth ending is. I mean, like, but I doubt it's good. But I'm also just like, oh, good. It's probably just going to be like, it was a bad idea. Thank you. If you're an achievement whore, the achievements come pretty quickly. It'll take you. I mean, I haven't gotten all of them yet, but you can get most of them in two playthroughs. You just play as one. You just play as the male agent, and then as the female agent. And you can collect most of them. Honestly, it was good. I just felt that the writing was a little bit lazy, but at the same time, it's for a $5. It is a $5 game, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you can't really bitch that hard. I would have liked more to it, but honestly, like, I'd like to see more from this studio that, you know, along this kind of lines of game. So I'm all for it.
Cool. So your official verdict at $5 is?
$5. Yeah. $5, buy it.
Cool. And this is from Pixel Noir with an E, and it has no relation to the game Pixel Noir without an E from our friends at Sword Tech Games.
Are they actually our friends?
Yes.
Oh, well,
that's, yeah, nice. Kunal.
Oh, wait, what?
Kunal.
No, I thought he worked at Way Forward.
No, that's Vert.
Oh, huh. Yeah. Weird.
Kunal owns Sword Tech Games.
Oh, then yeah, I guess he would be a friend.
Yeah.
We love you, Kunal.
I miss you, Kunal. You're not listening, but I miss you. That's it for you,
Banana.
Jacob.
Banana.
Oh, wait, are we saving the other one?
What other, Super Toy Cars?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Ryan couldn't make it this week.
Oh, okay. That's fine, then.
Did you notice he wasn't here?
Yeah, I did. I just didn't know if, like, you were going to have me review it, and then we review it again.
Nah. Like, we'll just do it next week.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Good talk.
Yep. You have any final words? Did he leave already?
Farfignugan.
Oh,
you bitch. You keep stealing my words, you motherfucker.
Oh, man. All right, last game to talk about tonight is called Scoutfold Shrouded Insanity, developed by Pugware, published by Red Art Games, released February 12th on Xbox One and Series X and S for $9.99. Discover the secrets of the estate as you look for answers among the violent inhabitants. A strange and repelling madness took hold of the servants roaming the halls, and they will attack on sight, for their madness is one rooted in a deeper understanding of cosmic insignificance. Aki, what the hell does that mean? Aki.
Oh, oops, I had myself muted. I thought I had unmuted myself.
Proud of you.
Yeah, I know. It means that you're going to die a lot and nothing really matters.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, that's all of this. That every line of what you just said, that's all that any of it means, is that, because that's what this game is. In this, you play as someone who has just been dug up from a grave and brought back to life somehow, and you're there to sign a contract, and you can actually choose to say no.
What's the contract for? Are you like leasing a Nissan or something?
No, this contract is, if you agree to do what this person says, which is outlined in the contract, at least some of it is gibberish and demonic words would be my guess, once you complete the contract, you're allowed to walk in the living world again, i.e. you're brought back to life in full.
Hmm.
And you can tell them to fuck off, and the game immediately ends and you get an achievement.
Okay, I'm firing that up and getting a quick achievement then.
Yeah, I just clicked it on a lark, just seeing if that was even something you could really choose, or if it was going to be like, are you sure? You might want to click this every time you do it, like it does in a lot of games. And
but thou must, like, will you? No. But thou must, will you? No. But thou must, will you? No.
Yeah,
but thou exactly. Must.
I was so expecting that, and then it just, and then once you click no, the guy was like, okay, toss this one back in the... back in the hole, we'll dig up a new one. I was like, wait, what? Because at first I didn't even realize I was next to a grave. I wasn't paying that much attention.
So what happens when you did pay attention?
When you do pay attention, you can click yes or no still. and then you just know that you're next to a grave. If you click yes, you can choose to go into a tutorial, which is... What's the opposite of useful again?
Jacob.
It's Jacob. or you can go straight into the game, which is also Jacob. Because here's part of the tutorial. And this one tells you how to fight. Hey, you see that maid over there? She's going to come at you. But don't worry, she's weak. But you might want to kill her when she kneels. So how do you attack anything?
With a button?
Oh, what button?
I don't know. I didn't get to play that. Do you know how bad my week was?
No.
Okay, then I'm not getting into it.
Yeah. I can't tell you what button either from the tutorial. Tell you what it is from fucking pushing buttons, though.
So the tutorial is not very tutorial-y?
Yeah, it tells you, hey, go kill this thing. And that's literally it. It doesn't tell you what the fucking push or anything. Oh, and then another one is, oh, yeah, you can heal. You can use injectors to heal. So how do I heal? With an injector. But I'm not the person, damn it. I can't just grab it and stab myself. What the hell do I do? And it doesn't tell you fucking anything. It just tells you to do it. No, it ends up for healing. It's Y. And I don't remember what the light and heavy attack buttons were. I didn't even know there were any until later on in the game when I happened to accidentally push the button. I used heavy attacks the entire time and didn't realize there was a fast attack that kept me from getting my ass beat. Not that that lasted very long. There's also a run button. There's a dodge button. There's a defend button. Doesn't tell you any of those fucking things either. I took a lot of damage before I figured out how to fucking do a roll dodge in the fucking tutorial. Because they didn't fucking tell me how to do it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, they just said, hey, you can see traps. And then up ahead a little, there were traps, but it covered up the entire area. They didn't even tell me I could fucking dodge. I just started pushing buttons until I dodged over it. It's like, oh, that's not useful. I could have told you that was a trap without you telling me it was a fucking trap. There's holes in the ground, for fuck's sake. What are those in any video game? Spike traps. I didn't need you to tell me that. What I need you to tell me was how the fuck I get over it. And don't just say fucking dodge. Tell me what button to push for dodge. I swear to God.
B button.
No, I think it would. Actually, no, it may have been. It was either A or B. I don't remember. One of them is running and the other is dodge, which is a roll. And the rest of the game, it doesn't do you much more good than that either. That tutorial tells you exactly what to expect with the rest of the fucking game. You can buy blessings. Want to know what they do? What they do? I don't know. Ask the devs. you can spend 300 of your money on that. I don't know what the fuck it does. I've bought it a half a dozen times. I think it makes the game harder. I think. Maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe it just got harder because I kept dying. I don't fucking know. Because after you get the blessing, your character just says, oh, I'm blessed. I have a bad feeling. What the fuck does that mean? Tell me what things mean, damn it. I just want to know what the things do, for fuck's sake. That's it. That's all I want. I just want to know.
You'll never know.
No, probably not. Not until someone actually goes through and actually explains this shit in a tutorial that's a real tutorial. that would be nice. But the combat otherwise is very much like Dark Souls. You dodge to avoid enemy attacks, and when you have a chance, you smack the shit out of them with your cane sword. Or you can shoot them like Bloodborne. So I guess it's probably a little more like Bloodborne than Dark Souls at that point. Because you do have a gun, and it has limited bullets. And you get both your injectors, which are just your Healy potions, and bullets every time you go to a clock, which is your bonfire. So all enemies respawn at that point and everything else. So, yeah.
Carnage said, I skipped the tutorial to test something just now, and on the pause menu, there's a rebind keys page.
Yes, there is. That's how I actually figured out what things fucking did. Because the tutorial is fucking useless. but you can rebind everything. Literally everything, I think. Which is pretty nice. I really need to do that for healing, because I keep accidentally healing myself. Because that's where I expect some of the other buttons to be, and they're not there. And I keep accidentally wasting my fucking healing. And it sucks, because I don't have many. So most of your enemies, when they die, you can lean over them and you can suck up their blood with, a syringe or something. And that's called Valis or something like that, or Vitalis or something. And you can use that to buy blessings or what else can you buy with that? There's not a lot you can buy with it. I think you can do one of the other character upgrades if you can find the person who gives it any fucking way. I think another one gives it. I don't know if it's for getting more bullets or if it's for giving you more health syringes. But one of them you can spend your Vitalis to get. Otherwise, it's just the blessing, which, I think makes the game harder, but I don't fucking know because it doesn't tell me a fucking thing. Everything else that you upgrade, like if you want to upgrade your stamina, your health, the damage your shitty little sword does, how many either bullets or injectors you get. I don't remember which one. You have to get some little runes, basically, some stone runes that you get from one specific type of enemy. And sometimes they exist and sometimes they don't. You can go through, kill a few of them, and then eventually die. And sometimes they'll respawn. Sometimes they'll never respawn again. So I don't know if there's a certain amount of times that you can kill each one before they just refuse to spawn in that place ever again. But I think they should just respawn forever, because if you keep dying like a stupid little bitch like I do, you need them, clearly. And nice. In this, yeah, it's I've gotten a whole lot of fuck all nowhere because I'm so bad at this game. There are four knights that you have to beat. I don't know what happens after you beat any of them, because, again, I suck at this game. I need about 50 more level ups, and you have to kill three of those enemies and collect three of those fucking things for every single level.
Are you going to complete the achievements in this one?
If I can, I will, but I don't think I'll ever be able to, because I've tried fighting every last one of the four bosses, because you can go after any one of the four knights whenever the fuck you want. And the closest I've gotten is one of them to right around half health, maybe a little under even, if I was, I think, maybe. Jeez. I might be full of shit. Yeah, and they wrecked my shit, and I put everything I can into attack just to hope that I can survive long enough by doing a lot of damage and killing things before they kill me.
No.
And like, I'm doing almost double my initial damage, and I can kill some enemies in two hits, some enemies in four bosses, and I still haven't been able to figure that out, but it takes a hell of a lot more than 10. And yeah, every time you die, you just respawn back at the very opening area, and honestly, I don't know if there's even more than just that one fucking clock, to be honest. That might be the only goddamn save point in the game. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't remember ever touching another fucking one.
That'd be amazing if, like, you kill those four bosses and then it opens up to, like, a huge open world that has, like, tons more content that you just never found because you're bad.
I don't think there is, because the whole point of this is to kill the four knights and then kill the king in order to free the land of fog.
I'm just saying, if it would have been hilarious if...
Yeah, with my luck,
like, there I killed is the king, and then it's like, all right, prologue over. Fuck.
Yeah, I could totally imagine that. I could totally picture you killing the four knights and then the king, and to find out the fog's still there, so you have to go somewhere the fuck else. I'm just waiting to figure out that the guy who revived you is actually a bad guy causing all the fucking fog, and you're just killing the people who are trying to save everyone from the fog, but their area is awfully filled with fucking evil people trying to slaughter me left, right, and center for that.
That's the Shyamalan twist at the ending. It was that guy the whole time.
God, if it is, it's going to be misery-inducing, because I can't... I don't know how I'm going to fight, even beat the fucking knights, let alone the goddamn king, and then that asshole if he's a bad guy. But
well, the game's $10. What do you think of it?
If you like Dark Souls, yeah, I think you're going to really, really like this, because lots of its story is through environmental interaction points. Instead of items themselves, it's environmental stuff. Instead of actually being told a story like a good game. That's my personal opinion there. If the story doesn't tell you its story, then it has failed. So, yeah, I it's hard for me personally to say, yeah, go get this. Because, again, I'm so bad at it, it's not particularly fun for me.
No.
Like, now that I'm at this level, fighting some of the basic enemies is kind of fun. Some of the most basic, the basic of the basic, like the beta bitch, like those are the enemies I like fighting. Because I can kill them. I don't have to sit there for like 5 minutes dodging around trying to fucking deal with them before they kill my ass. I can just go up there and I can have a decent fight where I only have to hit them a couple times and then they die like little fuckers that they should be. I'm good with that. Everything above that is fucking misery inducing, because I'm not good at these games. I don't have the eyesight that lets me know when they're charging something up to know when to dodge, or even if this game actually has that. I wouldn't be shocked if it didn't, since it doesn't have a fucking tutorial that tells you how to do anything. Never going to let that go, ever.
So your main advice is to expand the tutorial.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely expand the tutorial. Bring more of the enemies that give you the upgrade runes so you can upgrade more, because some of us are shit at the game and I need so many more. Like, some people might be able to beat it by having like four or five levels level ups, I think I've done, might be able to get really far in it like that. I fucking can't. I literally probably need about 50 before I have a snowball's chance in hell. Because I've literally only put stuff into attack just in order to kill things, so because I know health isn't going to do me any good. I have to be able to kill things before they kill me, because I ain't going to be able to dodge them for very long. So I would like more of those to spawn, like a lot more of those. Those guys are hard for me to beat even. Even as upgraded as I am, I've lost to them before. But I'd like a lot more of those, because I need it. Maybe other people won't, and if you like Dark Souls games, you probably won't need it. You can probably beat this without using a single one. I'm not one of those people, though. I can't see well enough for games like this. Enemies move too fast, and I can't react fast enough. So,
yeah, well,
if you like those games, I think you'll like this. Otherwise, I think it'll just piss you off.
All right, well, that is it for this episode. Talking about getting wrecked and getting fucked hard in Scoutfold.
Oh, do I have an After Dark game for next week?
I don't know.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you'd given me a code for an After Dark fuck game.
I don't know. No, the only thing that's getting fucked is going to be the 1UPs, because their new song is an absolute banger and it is sexy as hell, and we are going to listen to it. And that's about it. So do you have any final words to end the episode?
Fuck Jacob. He stole my goddamn line.
Farfignugan.